Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
Today, a major manufacturer of Hurley's, a well-known family business, Cannings in Portumna, County Galway, announced they were closing up shop. They cited ash supply chain difficulties for this move, something that has been causing problems for Hurley makers for many years now. It's a sad day, no doubt, for the Canning family and a worrying time for Hurley makers around the country. Sean Torpy of the equally famous Torpy Hurleys in County Clare joins me now. Sean, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hiya, Cormac. How are you? Nice to be with you.
Good stuff. Nice to be with you as well on a lovely, well, it feels like a summer's evening, I was going to say. the shortage of ash, it's because of ash dieback. Is that a major problem for you guys as well in Torpy's?
Yeah, look, it is and has been a major issue for, you know, Hurley makers who want to create the best Hurleys for their customers for the last number of years, you know. And I suppose we have been saying it, you know, for quite a few years now. I would say anywhere between 8 and 10 years, you know, we were kind of saying, look, ash dieback is here, something needs to be thought about. And that's been our perspective over the last number of years, you know.
Mm-hmm. And it's an awful worry for people who play hurling, and I'm sure for manufacturers as well. Any way around it then? I know you guys use composite material as well.
Well, we use a natural fibre material. It's not actually composite. Okay. It's made totally from bamboo. We launched a new bamboo Hurley in 2020, just during the pandemic, actually. And the response has been absolutely amazing to it. But yeah, look, it is a worry for us. We obviously have other customers who prefer ash as well, and you know, we're just trying to see where it goes from here, I suppose. You
That's
know,
amazing. But how is the bamboo compared to the ash?
Well, for me anyway, bamboo has superior quality to even some of the best ash. I suppose there is a quality level with ash in that, you know, there is some ash that is better than others, and getting that consistency for everybody can be quite hard. Whereas with bamboo, you get a really high quality performance no matter who the player is. It's not it doesn't matter if you're the best player in Ireland or, you know, if you're a kid going to school, really? You know, so that's kind of what we love about it, because over the years we would have been, you know, there is a level of discrimination that goes on with ash as well. You know, I make no apologies to some of the best hurlers in the country. I should provide them with ash, but, you know, I'm not able to provide that ash to everybody, unfortunately, you know. Do your best, you know.
Well, tell me this, I'm fascinated by the bamboo. Is it more durable?
Yeah, in lots of ways it is. Look, it can break, and you know, there are examples of it breaking, and you know, we have to stay in business to a certain degree as well. But you know, in terms of the bamboo, you know, it's really what it does. Really, we say is it with the Schlitter, we find can break the ash hurleys these days. Hitting the ball can break an ash hurley, whereas with the bamboo, that doesn't happen. And you know, that's a really big benefit for a lot of players. You know, we would see over the years as the bosses have got bigger on hurleys, so do the weak point in the middle part of the boss in terms of the Schlitter. So, you know, we're delighted with it. There is a huge bit more durability for the player because of that, you know.
And, you know, the county hurler, the county standard now that we watch, would they all now play with ash, or would they play with bamboo, some of them?
Well, look, from our customers, you know, we are probably selling twice as much, or even three or four times actually as much bamboo than ash at the moment. But you know, we have seen, like, there are some of my customers and they will only ever use ash. But then there are other major intercounty players that have been using bamboo. And you know, for example, Garrod Hegarty used a bamboo hurley in the All Ireland final last year and scored 2 goals and 2 points. You know, so
it's good enough for Garrod Hegarty.
Yeah, it is working. You know, so yeah, we're delighted with it, and you know, thankfully we're in a position where our business is relatively, I would say, safe for the moment. But like any business, you never like to see any other business go out of business, and you know, we would feel sorry for Cannings at the moment, and you know, potentially there are other hurley makers that, you know, we're not hearing about that are, you know, the same thing is happening to, because they're at a smaller level as well, you know. So that's the that's the other worry. You don't want to see Hurley making loss to Ireland. You know, we are a cottage industry. So, you know,
Really important to one of our ancient games. And it is sad to see the Canning Hurley gone from the market. But look, long live the Torpy Hurleys. Sean, come here, will Clare win the All-Ireland this year?
Well, look, we'll give it a go. You know, we have Peter Duggan on the sideline, so let's see. Thanks very much, Cormac.
The modesty of Clare. I say you're can't wait to get a crack at Limerick. Look, Sean Torpy, great to talk to you. Torpy Hurleys.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah. Thank you, Cormac. Bye-bye.
Bye.